I heard the sirens this morning, shouting out their warning. So many hours in the black hole of a cave, she don't know if she'll be saved. And now she's walking round the mill. I got to make it all right. So many hours in the black hole of a cave. She don't know if she'll be saved. And now she hides, comes to me slowly. She doesn't really know me, but she wants to let it go.
You also have a great video for one of your earlier singles, Home. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting experiment. That was definitely an experiment. We basically were completely hands-off with the treatment of the video. We gave somebody who we knew was very artsy and very moved by what the song was about. And we gave him free rein, and that's why, you know, it was very dark, and there were some scenes in it that were like, oh boy, okay, well, I mean, this is a single, but if we get an 18 plus slap on it, well, who cares? But we'll see how this goes, you know? And it went really well. That song, when I wrote it, at the time I was with a woman who suffered from bipolar disorder, and she was opening up to me about it. I didn't know. And when she told me about it, She obviously was digging into some of the things she had gone through as a result of it, especially as a teenager. And it was kind of just what came out of me as I was sort of processing it. Like, you know, I care about her. I'm sad to have heard about all of this. Where do I sit with this? You know, this is obviously something that is going to have an impact at times on our relationship. Am I going to be able to handle this? How are we going to communicate? It was just kind of going through what processing all of that was like. And that was, it came out very quickly, very organically. I wrote it in honestly, like 15, 20 minutes. And, yeah, it just, that's how it came about. And it's done well for us. People still want to hear it live, and we try to fit it in when we have some longer sets for sure. But when you get some of these bigger shows, at the beginning, you're limited to kind of half an hour sets, and it's hard to put like a 4.5-5 minute ballad in the middle of a set sometimes for as like an energy killer, you know. But when we get a chance to, especially in towns like Hamilton, Ontario, or Toronto, where people have been seeing us for a long time, like, oh yeah, there's always somebody screaming that they want to hear Home. It's definitely held its weight over time. And, you know, even though things, for a number of different reasons, things didn't work out with myself and the girlfriend at the time, but, you know, it yielded a good musical creation. And, it's one that's definitely done good things for us.
What's on the horizon for Drop Top Alibi over the coming months? I understand you have some singles and touring lined up.
Well, we actually, we've recently booked a show with Royal Tusk and Broken Love at Lee's Palace in Toronto. And 2 days later, we're going to be opening up for Theory, who, you know, they're Theory of a Dead Man, but now they're using the name Theory. They're playing at Mavericks Music Hall in Barrie, Ontario. And we got added to that bill as well. And just before both of those shows, we're going to be releasing our second single of the three we did with Michael Hansen. The song is called Take It All in Stride. And we're going to be, you know, doing a full-on cross-Canada radio campaign and Spotify playlist campaign with the song. And we're going to be doing a Western Canada tour and dip down into the U.S. and go see some old friends like Gilby and Norwood and, you know, Sean from the Eagles of Death Metal Camp, and, you know, go see some old friends and play some killer shows in some great towns in Canada and the United States. And then we come home just in time for festival season, which, you know, we're really looking forward to getting on the bigger stages outdoors in June, July, and August for sure.
That all sounds amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's going to be a good year, hopefully, for us.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Burn. What can you tell me about that one?
Burn, it's, you know, it was a song we wanted to, when we wrote it, it was 2015, and we had very much realized, you know, the impacts that kind of the post-EDM world that pop culture was in. Electronic dance music was this massive sensation in North America all of a sudden, and then it had simmered off, you know. It was a party scene, so, you know, it's natural for those scenes to kind of burn out as quickly almost as they start, because everyone kind of burns out and stops behaving like that. But it made a very long-lasting impact on how the pop world and how pop culture observed what a good song should sound like. And ultimately, it awoken everybody, you know, of all ethnicities to, hey, we all like to dance. So we wanted to write a song that sat in that like 120, 125 beats per minute kind of pocket. And that main guitar riff that the chorus is based around just came out one day, and we arranged the song very quickly, and we knew we had something that was really good, and we wanted to cut it as quickly as we could. And it ended up being the song that Hits FM started spinning for us all last summer after we won Rock Search.
Fantastic, and really looking forward to hearing the new singles that are coming out as well. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
No problem, eh? Thank you so much.
it's almost divine. After a whole diet, yourself can't compete. She's feeling the rhythm beneath all your feet. In her divine eye, she's squeezing me tightly to make her feel fine. So fine, a beauty so sublime, it's almost divine. Aphrodite, herself can't compete. She's feeling the rhythm
beneath all your feet.